USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A bill to end the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the military and provide nearly $858 billion for national defense passed the Senate on Thursday, and now goes to President Biden to be signed into law. Lawmakers increased the budget by roughly 10% more from last year's numbers and gave service members a 4.6% pay raise. Three men were sentenced Thursday to a minimum of 7 to 12 years in prison for charges related to plot and kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The jury determined that the three men, founders of the Wolverine Watchmen Militia, helped train others to kidnap the Democrat governor. Joseph Morrison announces his regret in court Thursday.
I made mistakes. I acted recklessly and carelessly with my words. I got around the wrong people. I fed off their energy. I regret that I ever let hate, fear, and anger into my heart the way I did.
The National Archives are releasing some information about the JFK assassination, with more details coming out this summer.
The information comes from about 8,000 documents related to the death of President John F. Kennedy. However, a White House memo adds that there are a number of records that contain information for, quote, continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Two Russian crew members who were scheduled to perform a spacewalk on Wednesday night were forced to abort because of a coolant leak on their Soyuz shuttle that NASA officials described as fairly significant. The problem is it could make their shuttle unfit for the trip back to Earth. Luckily, there's a functional SpaceX shuttle attached to the American side of the ISS. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
With the border crisis swelling in numbers of people illegally entering the United States, President Biden's effort to terminate a Trump-era policy called Remain in Mexico was put back in place by a U.S. District Court judge after being heard in several courts. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas had terminated Migration Protection Protocols, commonly referred to as Remain in Mexico policy. When is the last day to get your stuff in the mail to reach the destination on time this holiday season? Tim Berg knows.
The U.S. Postal Service says this Saturday, the 17th, is the latest you can send packages by its cheapest service, Retail Ground, and be assured they'll arrive by Christmas. It's the same deadline for first-class mail. Priority mail will give you a bit more leeway. The deadline is Monday, the 19th. And for your last-minute needs, the more expensive Priority Mail Express service will let you send items by the 23rd. I'm Tim Berg.
Soon, shoppers in New York won't be able to buy a pet at the store. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul on Thursday signed a bill into law that bans the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits at retail pet stores. She says the reason to do this is to end the puppy mill to pet store pipeline and stop abuse of breeders. The law goes into effect in 2024. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.